Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Ooh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Ooh la 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 la. And welcome back to Race Chaser. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
And holler at us, you know you know us. 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 We are nominated for a Queertie for Best Podcast.
Yay. Updos in 2021.
You know, it's...
Can you put the emphasis on no instead of us, though? Can you put it on no instead of us?
Yeah, holler at me, you know us. Holler at me, I was rooting for us. Holler at me, I was rooting for us. You. I'm rooting for us to win a Queertie. That's what I'm doing.
Girl, triple crown. You haven't done that since the Derby, honey.
Listen, we have a few Queerties on our mantle already, and it's a pleasure to be nominated yet again. We're in really great company.
Sloppy Seconds was nominated.
Yay. Yes, fellow mom family. We'd love to see it. We'd love to hear it.
There's room on the Womantle for awards for all of us.
There is. And you could go to queertie.com/queerties2021 and go ahead and cast your vote. Vote early, vote often.
Mm-hmm.
We have Stacey Abrams and Fair Fight working to get us, to get people registered for the Queerties, because honestly, this is democracy at work.
Yeah.
Last week, there's this show called Drag Race. I don't know if you've heard of it.
It sounds fun. My sister watches it.
Why don't you tell us? Oh, are you on RuPaul? Oh, my gosh. Which one are you?
Which one? Wait, take a picture
with
me.
Which one are you?
What's your name, baby? Take a picture. You're so pretty.
Which one are you?
Yeah. No. Get on the other side.
Okay. Well, you tell us what happened
last week. On the RuPaul Drag Race, the Pork Chop Queens got their second chance in the workroom, and it was their time to shine. They have a two-look runway mini-challenge, Lady and the Vamp, and the main stage performance of original verses and choreography to Phenomenon. Kamora doesn't quite have the timing down, both with the speed of her makeup application and the choreography, and even though they lived for her dress. Tamisha is told to show more of herself and her energy on the main stage. Rose and Denali are the top two queens of the week, and they lip-sync for $5,000. Denali wins, and no one is sent to the guillotine. Guillotina.
Yes.
Guillotina Munter.
Yes, guillotine to Burnter. We have a really great episode to talk about this week, but before we do...
Tell me that pop up.
And I'd like to hear some mysterious music right now.
Wind in the Willems.
Yes. Before we get into this episode, we have done some Nancy Drew sleuthing of our own. And we have some intel from our very own season 13 Deep Throat Informant. That's right.
Yes.
So we have altered their voice to protect their production job at World of Wonder.
Wait, go back. I don't even think you should say production.
or well, whatever capacity, we would like to welcome our secret informant Deep Throat guest at this time. So we have a question specifically. First of all, hello, guest.
Hello, Deep Throat.
Cough it up, bitch.
You know, usually Willem is the one who gets called Deep Throat on this podcast. So this is really switching it up today.
Mm-hmm. We have questions.
Mm-hmm. Offended.
We have. You can plead the fifth on any of these.
Yes, of course.
But my first question is this: Miss Kimora, bless her beautiful heart, how late was the doll?
Gorgeous doll.
She was only, she was about half an hour late.
Wait, okay. So, what? A half an hour from when?
So, all the pork chop queens, they were given an hour and a half to get ready.
That's
and,
it?
Yes, and clearly Miss Kimora struggled. As you can see, Denali talked about how Kimora takes forever to do her makeup, so we could see her, you know, having so much anxiety and nervousness into the challenge. There's also some other stuff that we didn't air, which was part of why she was late, but...
Please tell us what were the mitigating factors.
So the first thing of filming, of course, you all are familiar with it, long days of drag, I think. Not only Kimora, but Olivia as well. They both had blistered ears after the first day.
Oh, right.
From the glue. And so when it came for the mini challenge, when Kimora started to paint, her ears started to bleed, actually. So she had to wait for a medic to come and patch up her ears for her, which is why in some shots you see her with band-aids on her ears.
Wow.
Kimora is dedicated to drag.
See, usually people's ears start bleeding after the singing challenge, but it's wild that it happened so early. Oh my goodness!
And they didn't think to give any extra time to anyone that was seeking medical attention. Was RuPaul waiting on the set? Was she pressed?
Well,
did they hold the curtain?
I'm gonna get to that. So she probably waited 10 minutes for a medic. Patch her ears and everything, give her everything okay. And then all the girls were in line for the steamer. And Kimora had first dibs on the steamer. And of course, the steamer was not working. And so, Kimora spent too much time flagging someone down to get the steamer to work. And I think that was her downfall right there. It is true, though, Kimora was running late. All the other girls did finish before her, went to the next set, but it wasn't as long as they made it seem.
Okay. All right. Clever editing over there at Drag Racers.
Why was the garment wrinkled in the first place? Why was the doll not prepared? Why did she not use a polycrepte sheen, which didn't wrinkle or wrinkle resistant fiber?
It's
the doll is beautiful, but
it's
polycrepte sheen.
None of the pork chop girls got a chance to unload their luggage, take everything out. Like that mini challenge was the first time they got to have access to their luggage.
I see. So did this delay happen before before the lady runway or in between the lady and the vamp runway or both?
Well, this delay happened before the lady runway. So the lady runway was first for sure. Mm-hmm. And so we all watched Kimora's struggle getting padded. Like all the producers, all the story producers were on set staring at her. We all watched her struggle to get dressed. All the PAs were helping her put her nails on.
They got the girl together, though. They got the doll up, and they said, get out there, honey.
They pushed her to the set, and here's a funny thing. When we finally got Kimora to the next set, the judges weren't even there. So they were making Kimora rush and make her feel like she was holding production for no reason, really. Because the judges weren't even ready by the time she was to the next set.
Was a reason. They needed a good television show. So, you know, the truth is ancillary, girl. Like, if it actually happened, that's great. But if they can edit it to make it happen, that's even better, you know?
I have to respect that, because that's some Melissa Edwards shit when the doll is getting ready and suddenly everyone in the room becomes the assistant. It's the camera people are helping glue the nails. The PAs are helping her glue her lace down. Oh, baby, would you get my purse, baby? Baby, could you grab that over there?
The sound lady has to mic her even though you don't say a word on the fucking runway, so she becomes the hair girl too. Hold that up off my neck, baby. I'm hot. Hold it up.
Baby, could you
hold
just
it up.
Tease
get that off my neck.
Could you just tease that while you're back there, baby? Just a little.
Yeah. Who's got topstick? Who's got topstick?
We thank you so
much. Who's stepping on my train? Sorry.
Trains for days. We thank you so very much, Secret Informant Deep Throat from season 13. Your identity will be protected. We protect our
thank
sources
you.
Here at Race Chaser. Is there anything else at all that you want to clear up before we say goodbye?
Come on, what happened, Joey?
Joey's just on a lazy Susan, huh?
Wait, what do you mean, went after?
So, you know, when they show the runway, they put Kimora last in the season.
Yes, that's
but
true.
In reality, Kimora went after Joey.
That happened on my season two. Our runway order is all out of whack. They put me out first, and I was fourth.
They switched it up.
But girl, I honestly think they kind of saved the best for last, because her like white, gorgeous lady and then the Mugler after outfit, like she looked like a runway model straight off of a Paris catwalk. Like just the fit,
yeah, really,
everything
really
was
great.
Right. And she didn't look late at all in the face. So that was kind of like, how was she so late? It's not like she did some crazy makeup. She's gorge. It's because the bitch's ears were bloody.
Wow.
She went to a Courtney Act show the night before, just dripping blood. And then she wanted a wrinkle-free garment. She wanted to be beautiful.
Wow. Well, I saw the garments, and they were not wrinkled, and they were not rumpled. So,
torn and soiled gowns.
You know, and sometimes beauty is worth the wait, I will say. But we thank you for shedding some light on this controversial day, because we were getting information from here and from there. So we thank you absolutely very much, Deep Throat Informant.
Yeah.
I was never here.
All right, mom's
if you have any more, if you have any more information for future episodes, we know you're a friend of the pod. Feel free to check in at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye. Oh my goodness! You know, we work hard to get you the tea, the full tea, and nothing but the tea over here at Race Chase Drag Chasers.
Honey, Tina took it. Was just talking, and she told us everything.
Tina took it.
Tina took it.
Well, this week we have an episode called RuPaul Mark Channel. And we start out the episode with the winner's circle queens waiting in the workroom. We always love the showdown. The girls all mean mugging. Elliot decides to hide behind a conveniently placed changing screen. Should I hide? Do you think? Yeah, you should. What a good idea.
Kate's like, go back there.
Gorge, go back there, my gorge.
My favorite thing ever is when Candelicia says, girls, put on your faces.
I had to rewind it because I was like, what is she? Oh, she said, put on your faces. I thought she said, put on your features.
I mean, honestly, she should have one of those. You know, Manila had the iPad when she was on All Stars 1.
Yeah.
Candy should have that, but with her subtitles on it.
Put your faces on.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay.
So the girls walk in, and Tina says, if it isn't the B Squad.
Girl. It's also very, like, they have to get the B roll of the girls looking mean. Because
first stand uncomfortably close to each other around this table. Here,
yes.
You 13 men, get up on each other.
Yes. But they have to get the shots of them looking mean, because you know as soon as the girls actually walk into the workroom, everyone is just like, oh my God, it's not gonna see you. Nobody was actually mean mugging anybody, I don't think.
Until Elliot came out and she's like, girl, I'm gonna swish this fresh out the bag hair right at you, honey.
We have a lot to talk about. Well, I didn't get a chance to even show myself because I was the last one in the pork chop lounge. So, Willem, why didn't you step up?
Well, they didn't vote me. They voted you. Like, you got all these chihuahuas sitting here, and you choose to go after the pit bull? Yes. Elliot has her moment. She looks gorgeous in this like white ruffled, like, and like very pantsuit gorge. This is my favorite part.
Tamisha's face
does not move.
She just stares straight at the camera. She's like, this is not on today. Is this happening? The full cast is back in the workroom on the next day. Candy is looking for a man in all the right places. And she says she likes Joey because Joey is very feminine and she's into feminine guys. She says femme for femme. She says no mask, no thin. No whites on scrub.
No youngs.
No youngs.
Well, I mean, I just saw Joey all over the internet this week. People kept sending me his newest shoot. And girl, good for
her. Is it a shoot?
Oh, it's a shoot, honey.
Yeah. Is it a top salute? Is it standing at salute?
The only thing that I'm sad about was that I don't think he was using a double Scorpio popper. It seemed like it was the Jungle Juice Platinum bottle. The one with the silver label, the square one.
I didn't see all that.
Oh, you didn't? Gorge. Can you send you don't check your group text messages, honey?
No, you just sent me the one.
Well, do a little digging. I'm not going to be a smut peddler to the whole text chain.
But that's what I need. I don't see poppers in this image.
Oh, hold on. 1 second.
I only got the one.
1 second.
Dear little dig.
Tina took it.
Tina took it.
So wait, which is her the dick or the ass?
I'm thinking he's the ass because I see a little bit of a tattoo on the upper arm. Towards the upper right, and I don't know that I've seen that tattoo on Joey, so that's just my inferencing. And good for her. But there's two bottles of poppers, his and hers.
I love that.
Me too.
You know,
she said, "I want the platinum." Ooh, no, I don't. That give me the OG, the regular.
I love how you just sent it out of context to the AAA girls chat. But you know what? That's not going to surprise anyone.
No, that's sisterhood.
Courtney's going to say, "Who is that? You?
Who is that?" Well, I mean, there is no video message this week, so that kind of serves as the video message. And we're going to take a break and feast on all that she-cock. Can we say that?
She-cock, can we say that?
Oh, that skirt steak. Joey J, skirt steak, meats, and loose meat sandwiches.
Well, we're going to take a break on that one.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks. as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
We are back, and you know what? From this moment, elimination is back. From this moment, some girls are getting sacked. Okay,
Bitch, you'll go home after tonight. Pack your shit and go.
Oh! And then turn on the wind machine. The Mark Bauer gown must blow.
It must. Yes. Talk about trains for days.
Trains.
There's no mini challenge this week either because it's just jam packed. It's wall to wall.
Too many things to do. And RuPaul does announce that the competition is back to how it was. And mm-hmm. Simone says, "Love you, bye bye" to all the girls around her. She says, "Thank you for coming to my season." And RuPaul announces that the Maxi Challenge will be the queens will be starring in cheesy holiday movies for the mm-hmm. RuPaul Mark channel. But mm-hmm. not just Christmas movies. They are disrupting the market with films about all the other holidays throughout the year.
Love
Ru
this.
Has taken the liberty to assign teams, and then each team will assign the roles.
Right. So they've done a job of
mixing up the B and the winner's circle, right?
Right. They mix it up.
They mix it up.
So then we get to see the girls interact with each other. We might see sparks. We might see, interactions happening.
Candy might mount Joey J. They're on the same team, along with Gottmik, Tamisha Iman, and Tina Burner. They're on April Fool's Russian.
Mm-hmm.
God Love Flags has Lala Ri, Rosé, Simone, and Utica.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Misery Loves Company, which I thought was going to be Three's Company Misery thing, is Denali, Elliot, Kimora, and Olivia.
Right. And I love this challenge. I think it's very, very fun. It's a great idea.
This is a practical challenge. I married like some people in a Hallmark Christmas movie last year with like Donna Mills and some other, and it was produced by the Sharknado people. This is an actual real, practical challenge. We've both done this kind of thing in the real world, like make the most out of some script, Give it a character.
Give it a character. That's what she does best. Kimora hates Elliot's voice, which I love. That's a fun beat.
Yeah, the laugh.
She's like,
too.
It's just annoying, and it's high pitched, and it's nasal, and then we get like a super cut of Elliot making noises.
JJ-ing.
Denali. Says, baby, I'm taking the lead, mama. But mm-hmm. then she sees how many lines that she has to highlight. And she says, oh, maybe I shouldn't have taken the lead, mama.
Yeah, she bit off a little more than she could probably chew. I think she's feeling. And Candy just goes ahead and starts highlighting. She said, where's my marker?
And Mick is like, oh, so you're just highlighting that role, so that's your role. That's not really how that works, Gorge, but work. I go off.
I love that he just says what everybody's thinking. 100%. The voice of reason. So funny.
Rose clocks Tina as being an over-actress and really serving it. So she says she's got to bring it as well. The New York Dolls.
The New York Girls. Well, I mean, Tina is like an overlord. She's like 8 foot tall. Did you see that trailer where King Kong socked Godzilla in the mouth? That's kind of like Tina.
She is. She's imposing.
She's a big lady.
She has acting chops, clearly. And yeah. She can be big and loud, which is really all you have to do.
She can do that. Yeah. Rue's coming through for a work through, and I do notice it. She's set across the table from the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not as close as before. She's a safe distance, keeping mother safe. Mm-hmm. And this is more, like, performative than it was before. It seems everyone else in the workroom is just watching the conversations now. But, like, when people were doing the walk-arounds my seasons, like, we were all, like, kind of, like, eat one ear up sure. You have to be. Just so you can, like, make eyes at each other, like, you know,
you want to hear the reads.
Yeah. But the gods hates flags girls go first. And Rue and the girls and Simone, they're just talking about their nails. And it's really wonderful to watch.
You have acrylics. Are those for the look and feel of what?
What? A woman.
yes, just living. I mean... Does RuPaul have acrylics this season? I know she wears nails on the runway, but sometimes she has acrylics in and out of drags.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I did notice her nail-less hand on the BBC UK one, I think.
Work.
For one episode. Because I've been watching that shit, and we'll get to that later. But yeah. They do this thing that they do every season with whoever thinks they have acting chops, and they say, I'm an actor first and then drag queen, that type of thing. Rosé is saying that. And usually you're going to be set up for abject failure or success. And I'm hoping Rosé is the successful one because she is so great. And
right.
They've done it every season. They did it with Milan. They did it with me.
I'm an actor, mama. This is what I do.
They're
mama,
doing it with, is her name Veronica on the BBC one right now?
Right.
Yeah, like she said 15 years experience, just like Davina.
Mm-hmm. Red wig and a silver dress.
I think not.
RuPaul loses her absolute mind after asking Utica whether or not she smokes weed. And Utica gives a vague non-answer because she doesn't want to admit to smoking weed on TV because her congregation may be watching.
She's my favorite.
Right, so she plays it modest and RuPaul...
like 13 spit half takes. Like... So funny. RuPaul loses it. Utica is... It says a lot when a girl can make someone laugh like that without even opening her mouth, with just looks. She's got that Carol Burnett quality to her face that's, like, very elastic and just funny. Jane Krakowski mm-hmm. type. Whoopi Goldberg. Like, those type of, like, women, you know?
Tiarella.
The April Fool's Russian girls, they start kicking in, too, because RuPaul asking Candy about getting her ass out. She says, How short are those shorts? She says, a panty.
Well, the girls it pays to advertise.
Yes. RuPaul ain't wrong. Speaking of advertising, holla at me, I know you know me. RuPaul asks Tamisha to name some Cher songs. And she not says, believe. Not believe. And she goes,
so what are your three favorite Cher songs?
My three favorite Cher songs are probably When the Money's Gone.
When the money's gone, will you bring my friend from a small rowboat to the
shore? When the Money's Gone, for sure. It's one of, three is going to be really, really, really hard for me to pick.
It's hard to pick, but like, I don't know, some standouts.
After All.
And she doesn't even start the song on that one. She lets Peter Cetera start it. She's like, I'm coming in late, babe. I'm running late. You take the first verse.
Her kiss was so brand new. Give me a Coke.
Get me a Dr. Pepper, bitch.
And I can't, my third one, I would need to think long and hard because I don't want to be, I don't want to rush into that.
Well, April Fools do rush in. It is a well-known fact. I love Heart of Stone. I love The Way of Love. I wrote
Jesse
down
James,
because I love Jesse James. I love Fires of Eden, which is from the Love Hurts album, when she has red hair with the bangs. But there's so many, it's very hard
to
choose.
Take a poop.
This is a woman's world.
Yeah, there's so many good Cher songs, but Tamisha Iman doesn't seem to be a what does she say?
She says, I like Gypsy.
Gypsy.
And RuPaul's like, you are the fucking Cher.
She said,
but she was on the spot. She's on the spot. It's hard.
But come on, Turn Back Time. I mean,
right.
Okay, so she clocks that Tamisha Iman is not a Cher fan. So she says, who would you rather do? And she says, you know, Natalie Cole, Gladys, Patty. And RuPaul just gives her advice and say, well, do it like she would do it, but Cher or something. You know, make it work, bitch. Right. We want you to stick around, honey.
Right. RuPaul is always known for giving really great advice in these walkthroughs. First of all, she tells Utica, do that thing that you just did to the camera about smoking weed in your scene, which would make absolutely no sense. She also told Crystal to do El DeBarge for Snatch Game, which would have been atrocious. I mean, it would have been. So
but you have no access to the internet.
Right. It's great to make RuPaul laugh, but don't always take his advice word for word in the walkthrough, because sometimes...
Well, some girls don't get advice at all, because literally there's no walkthrough for the one group.
She said, baby, you're on your own. No, they just didn't show it.
Maybe they said,
baby, I'm going to lunch.
Ruth spent... Oh, she said some bitch got a heart out.
I'm hard out. I'm still sitting here. So on the green screen, they're in the volume, which is where they shoot The Mandalorian. They are on the green screen. This is directed by Ross Matthews. And we start with April Fool's rush in. Tamisha is timid at first and kind of holding back with the Cher Zoltar fortune teller role, but really starts to get it. Once, with just a little bit of direction from Ross, which is fierce.
I think Gottmik is acting exactly like the wig that she's wearing.
That fucking Nancy Grace ass.
So
fucking
good.
Wig.
All those girls got some good wigs. The Webster wigs were not. I was not mad.
Wigs and Grace did hair, and they showed a brief clip of them on the table,
and they
I was
looked
like,
good.
I
good
was like, ooh, they did the wigs this time.
Honey, when they cut away and said, and wigs provided by, and then they said, okay, and get to it, all the girls ran for the workroom, and I was like, I would have ran for wherever those wigs were.
Because they were good. It was clear that the clothes and the wigs were sort of assigned to them for this, which is great. And the wigs were fabulous. So kudos to Wigs and Grace. They do really, really great work over there.
Gottmik and Tina Burner are killing it so far.
Yes.
Joey J is giving me, do you know Roz Dress for Less?
I do.
She's
kind of
giving me that in a red wig from the side. Just because, you know, you can't talk about a drag queen unless you compare it to another drag queen.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's like what they do on the internet.
Which girl are you? Which girl? What do you give? Who are you? What kind of girl are you? Are you a look queen or?
Name something.
name something.
But
yeah,
Joey's
no,
having
totally.
An issue with the blocking, and you know, you should always know your cameras. If there's more than one camera, you should know what each one is doing while you're doing the scene. And you know, right. that's the kind of thing you learn with experience. So the fact that he doesn't know what his close-up camera is, it's like, you know, you're putting him on the spot. But like,
right. Yeah.
You could just tell him, baby, that is your close-up camera right there. Look into that. Not, do you know which one it is?
Right. No, that's definitely on the spot. And then we get Candy Muse.
And she is the spot.
She, girl, I mean.
She blows it up. She's great.
She's so, so funny. Her energy is so big. And that's really what you have to be for these acting challenges. It's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And she kills it. God Hates Flags. Simone and Rosé are really crushing it. I mean, Simone especially, her enunciation is so hilarious. And she's just a fucking natural at this.
She really is.
Utica stumbles on some lines.
And can I make a recommendation to all of the girls listening that hope to be on Drag Race one day? Please write your goddamn lines on your arm. That's what I always do for stuff. I do it on sets all the time. I write it on my thigh if I have shorts on, or my ankle, and I can cross my legs and see it real quick. Cheat. Cheat, cheat, cheat. Because what it comes down to is the final product, and you don't want the camera to see you trying to struggle to remember a line. You want to have it so offhand that you can actually do some work around it and like give it a character and do stuff. So your brain is committed to doing that. None of these, when I got this tattoo on my arm, I was so mad because I realized I took up like half of my space for writing stuff. I should have done it on my other arm so I could write on that one. But like, girls, cheat. There's no reason to forget your lines on set. They give you like 40 minutes to get in drag and to fucking learn a script.
And learn them. Yeah,
it's impossible. It's, I'm really impressed that Cade or that Gottmik remembered everything and all those lines. And Utica, don't feel bad for not remembering it. It's okay. And it Lala, happens. Honey, you don't need to feel bad about not being an actor either, because you looked great. That booty was popping.
Yeah, it was clearly like her first time acting, and it's on TV and with cameras on a green screen.
I'm sure you give her a mic, and sorry for interrupting, but like,
no,
I was trying
to
say she was entertaining. Like in the interviews when she was like talking about Elliot behind the curtain and stuff, like she is a very great interview. She's enigmatic and funny, and like she may not be on camera right now, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. Should we take a break and come back and talk more about the divas and the dolls?
Yeah.
Okay. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
We are back, and you know, I want to tear down this wall and put a fudge factory where it should be instead.
Yeah.
What a dump.
Yeah. Youth.
This is
youth.
Okay.
Youth doesn't know some of the references that RuPaul see.
Okay, baby.
This baby, Misery baby. Loves Company skit has Denali really struggling with the references that they put in the script for these lines to be read a certain way. And on our season, when we weren't laughing enough at the RuPaul jokes, they sat us down after episode 2 and they said, you need to watch Star Booty, which was excruciating. Mm-hmm. Paris is Burning. And then I think Priscilla or Tu Wong Fu, something else. And most of the girls walked out because they're like, you're not keeping us in here. Chad walked out first. I remember that. And RuPaul wants you to get these quotes. This is this canon of movies and films and pop cultures that she pulls from. And Denali doesn't have it right then with the Mommy Dearest and the, you know, even Women of Brewster Place and that kind of stuff. That could have been a wall reference, like the Betty Davis. These are things that are 80 years old.
These are the moves. I mean, it really
is. Miss Ann Baxter.
The writing of these scenes is not, I mean, it's not writing. It's not actually telling like
it's
a plot.
Clip art.
It's just pulling references from Drag Race, from this movie, from that movie. So like the Mommy Dearest
top
thing.
Model.
That's all, right. That's all it is giving a Mommy Dearest impression. All it is giving a Cher impression.
Yeah.
So if you don't, know it, I mean, someone on her team should have told her, like, no, it has to be like, God damn it, Tina.
But, honey, the other people on her team were having the same problem. Kimora was having the same problem with the
That's true.
You know, and that's a top model reference. Like, we could, if I would have read that, I know I would have gotten that because it's something I quote, like, probably once a week in my head.
Right.
You know?
Your grandmother had her lights turned off so she could buy you a
two-piece
swimsuit.
Yeah. Learn something and grow from this. I have never yelled at a girl like I've yelled at you, Tiffany.
It's really hard. And I think Denali was getting more wrapped up in like learning all the lines and she had the most lines. And I think it got lost in the shuffle. Kimora, I respect the dedication of wearing the titty bib and the fucking body padding while in a green screen suit that is going to be removed in post. That is professionalism. That is fierce. That is the moves.
This is not a girl who will show up without her body. She's a body girl. And she's right there. Her performance to me was a little wooden, but
oh my God.
I
but it was rooted in history.
In herstory.
I think she's really going to branch out as an actress, though, after this.
Girl, leave her alone. The next day, Tina and Gottmik are helping Candy sew her train for the runway because she had something, but it didn't work, so she's trying to rig something else. This is what happens when all the girls are like, oh, well, I didn't get that runway because the B-list girls got that runway, so now I'm still going to find a way to wear this gown. Because Candy changes her gown, Gottmik changes his gown, gown.
Yeah.
Their gown, all the gowns.
I'm curious to know what Candy's other train look was. And I wonder if we can find this out.
What would your train look would have been, do you think?
You know, I always just think of Princess Diana. And I don't know that I would have done. No one did a wedding dress. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like wearing all white. But I just think of Princess Diana and how ridiculously long It was like yards and yards long. That's what I think of.
Nice.
What about you?
I think my train look would be like a little like sequined white or rhinestone like bathhouse towel like above my boobs, and then my hair up, and then an invisible like a clear vinyl hanging off the back of it with like spots for people to stand like 6 feet away, like I'm pulling a train at a bathhouse.
Oh, like some poppers. I love that.
Yeah, that would probably be my train for sure. I was like, I'd find a way to give it a character. People all over the world. Start a love chain. Yeah, work.
Elliot comes over and says, make it work, designers.
Like,
use the
Tim.
Piper Lime accessory wall thoughtfully.
I love this little click of all the girls getting along still.
They are
Candy
brutal.
And
if you are not in that click, I feel afraid for you, because they are so, those girls are so fucking funny, so shady, so cunty.
It's kind of like another three girl click from years past.
Oh, bitch, bye. So
what?
Elliot,
all y'all were the same thing. Shut up.
Elliot,
you can't
comes
see it
because
you were in it, girl.
Elliot comes over and is trying to just like be part of the conversation. They're like, yeah, sure, girl. What up? Bye, Tim Gunn. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. The mirror chats are very revealing. Simone tells that the first time doing drag was her high school prom, and her principal said, go on in, Reggie. Have a good time, when she showed up as Simone 1.0.
And I have to say, I loved Simone's prom dress, and I would wear that today.
Me too. I was not mad at it at all.
I used to have one like it, and I love that fucking
dress. A Jessica McClintock?
Baby. Giovanni. Baby. Tamisha didn't... We get a little bit more of Tamisha's backstory. The rest of the girls who didn't know that she had actual biological children get invited into her story a little bit more. She didn't come out of the closet until after high school. Her oldest children are 35.
That means she had someone... She was a father at 14 or 15 of twins,
High school. Yeah, twins.
And then... Another child is like 33.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And her oldest child's name is Tamisha, and that's where her drag name comes from.
Honey,
which
she said, if I can wear it, you can wear it too, baby.
Babe.
Yeah.
Let's get to the runway. Bring it to the runway. Bring it to the runway.
The judges are Michelle Visage, Ross Matthews, Lonnie Love.
Are you just skipping over RuPaul's look? Or?
Well, I mean, they skipped the lining in it, so I didn't see why I should...
Hit the shade button.
Well, honey, three different faggots texted me directly to message, oh, they're not lining the gowns now. Three different faggots. Like, I was some shade collector that would be interested in talk like that. I'm not.
Gather
I live in
round,
the light. I live in the love, but
gather
not the lining.
Round, mother dust. What happened?
The gown is not lined. And you can see a seam. It's not, you know, it feels like a dress, not a gown, when it's not lined. And there's nothing wrong with it, but like, girl, that should be lined.
I would like to have seen a lining.
Coming for a Zaldi gown, we're like, it needs a lining.
I know.
We're terrible. We're catty
fucking
faggots.
Cunts and rotted. And we're just really spoiled
by
RuPaul. I mean, RuPaul walks down the runway every single episode and looks perfect and resplendent. And this is no exception. I mean, she still looks absolutely amazing. I love the dress.
Me too.
The sculpted shoulder. I adore it. I think she looks fantastic. The hair, she's doing this like ginger autumn flame. Eternal flame.
I really think it could have gotten away without the lining if it wasn't a different like sequin on the inside, because it brings attention to it where you wouldn't see it normally. But there's another stripe, you know. Close your legs if your dress ain't lined.
Okay.
Honey.
Well, we also have Michelle Visage, who looks great. the hilarious Ross Matthews, and everybody say Lonnie Love.
Lonnie Love was on Celebrity Drag Race.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see her back again. The runway category is Trains for Days.
Mm-hmm. Denali comes out first as this beautiful Ketal bird.
Yep.
Ketal. Mm-hmm. Ostrich feathers. This girl knows how to put on a show, clearly. She's not fucking around this season. Her hair is huge. Her hair is bigger than her whole fucking head. Yeah. It's amazing. And it's a nod to her heritage, her Mexican heritage.
I think I'm going to go out and say it. I think Denali's train look is my favorite of the day. So fabulous. Olivia Lux comes out in a Rococo Baroque Beethoven Mozart musical train.
Mm-hmm. It's like lilac and gold brocade and like mm-hmm. big hair and a little harp to play. She's an angel. She looks gorgeous. Not mad.
And it's cool. And I like that she did the split in the train because it gives it more like space.
Like a tailcoat.
I thought it was a really fun reference. And it really speaks to who she is because she's a musician. Mm-hmm. I love that. Elliot with five H's. a white bodysuit with a ruffle train.
On a belt.
This is Lola LaCroix at 5801. She's working, she's doing a Jessie J song, a live Jessie J from The Voice UK.
That one. Uh-huh. Y'all know which one.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. The hair is cool.
Yeah. It's kind of Elvis. It's kind of Celine Dion.
Lesbian bride.
Right. Right. Kimora.
Honey.
What, baby?
This dress is
mama,
Tina. Stepmama. All of
them. Stepmother. Wicked Stepmother starring Betty Davis, her last film. She passed away in the middle of production. They had to film it with another actress.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like in the middle of Betty Davis's last film, they change her character to like a young actress because she literally died in the middle of production and they had shot half the movie.
I just watched a movie like that too called We the Jury.
Wow.
Really strange, but two actors dropped out. So then they wrote that it was a reenactment and I was like, huh? I was so confusing. And yeah, I don't recommend it.
I've seen a similar film. It's called We the Jewelry.
Kimora looks like exactly the Mackie Barbie Asian doll that came like in the box. Like I saw the dress it was based on. It's so beautiful. And like
really
just seeing
fabulous.
Her fitting with it and seeing how she handles a train with just a kick, honey, she knows what she's doing.
Really, really fabulous. Show stopping. And speaking of show stopping, Simone is up next. Mm-hmm. Changing the game, changing culture, changing the world as we know it. This do-rag train, the baby blue jumpsuit, the corset underneath, the appliques on the flared pant. I mean, you could get into this for hours.
Honey, the clothes are lucky to be on her. They're so great.
Tea.
It's not wearing her at all. Marco Monroe made this from House of Avalon. Shout out to the kids.
Outstanding.
And, I see that she did get to the steamer. It's gorgeous.
Right.
Not afraid to reference, not reference. She's killing it. It was effortless. I loved it.
Absolutely fabulous. Lala Ree is giving us a snakeskin kind of full body with boots and a mask and a train and a reveal. I love those.
I love it too. These eyes are painted.
And honey, it is lined.
It is lined, baby.
It is lined. Check it, darling. It is lined.
Or you get a good two-sided fabric. I love that she's like doing her thing with the mask too. She's done it a couple times this season now. And,
yes.
You know, it's a way to show the girls you still can be fierce with just some eyes, mama.
That's tea. She looks really, really fierce. I love this. Utica is taking us to Carol Burnett Town with the Gone with the Wind sketch and the pole and the
I
and
saw
the
it
drapes.
In the window and I had to have it.
Yes.
Yeah. This is beautiful. She does it in like a lilac and she does dark hair like Scarlett O'Hara. It's exquisitely made and the construction is like perfect. I love
it. And the train is long and hateful and obnoxious, and that's what you have to do for this challenge. Mm. So it's cool. Rosette in a blue pantsuit and a tulle train, and even her hair has a train.
Honey, she loves this hair. She said, get it off the sides and give me a little Richard Poodle in the front. Yes. She did it in the pink for the pop star one. It looks great. This, for me, gives me like like a Nagel goes to prom type of thing.
Oh, yes, very that.
Very that. She's very angular, very like 80s. I love
it. 80s, bitchy, Mugler, addicted to love, sort of Knots Landing. yeah, fabulous. Got Mick. Hello.
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 Oh my God, where do I start? Well, okay, the tea behind this was Got Mick's sheer look.
Mm-hmm.
Which didn't get used because Got Mick did the LeMay runway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Got Mick looked around the room and said, somebody else is doing a train conductor look. That was going to be my train look. I didn't get to show this sheer look, so baby, get my leaf blower and let's go.
Yes, this look was made by, her name now I think is Godoy. Remember Beverly Next Door? She changed her name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, work.
Yeah, so that's who made the look. Gorge.
Amazing. It's beautiful. And also you can look on Instagram. The train conductor look is also really, really fierce.
Made by Howie. So cute.
Either way, it's a toot today.
Yeah. But I do like that she knew Tina was doing this train thing. So she's like, no, right. I'll do this. Tina comes out as a train conductor, looking like a hooker on Amtrak.
Thomas the fucking Tank Engine, Tina. I mean, is that Thomas the Tank Engine? Am I looking at Drag Race, or is this footage from Thomas the Tank Engine? Because she really she resembles Thomas the Tank Engine in every way. It's a clever look. The train has tracks on it. That's cool.
Can we talk about Joey J's look? I love it from afar, but when I get closer in, and I see, like, the hood feels, like, loose. Like, when I was watching Untucked, it felt like... Yeah, it didn't... The fit wasn't there for me, but I do like the idea of it for sure. And the tongue piercing and all that. But the hood didn't fit for me.
The back is cool. Yeah. I like the tongue ring, the open mouth. That's a really cool idea, and it's well executed.
But I feel like he has already done a black catsuit look with chains on it this season, you know?
And the coat seems like an actual like functional coat rather than like a tailored like drag coat.
Yeah.
It seems
not a good
gold
trench.
Bulky. Right. It's not the good gold trench. And that cowl, I don't know what happened with that cowl.
Yeah, it looks like underwear if you try to wear them the second day. After you wore them the first day and worked out in them, where like they don't have the fit that like they normally would, you know, a little bit.
It doesn't snap back the way it should.
No. No. She bends, but the snapback ain't there.
Snapback. When you talk to me like that, when you wear the panties on the second day, that snapback. Candy Muse.
Ooh, she comes out and she said, she said, don't ever try new things with your makeup on TV. Because this,
said?
Yeah, this is a new makeup look for her, but she is giving me boudoir, blood red velvet. She said, what, this shoulder? Almost, did she say her tenderonis were almost popping out?
Yeah.
It's cut high and cut low, and it's not mean in the middle, not yet, but it looks good.
Yeah, she looks cool, and we've seen her do this sort of sultry, sexy red bordello queen.
She loves red,
thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm seeing a sort of trend. You know,
boudoir
there are some
hair,
right? Very that a freshly fucked boudoir hair.
Oh yeah.
Tamisha,
she said, "Give me the L net. I don't need anything too heavy."
The L net is perfume, babe. That's
know,
not even
girl.
Fucking hair.
She don't hold shit.
That's
but
a fucking scent.
It makes me feel like a woman.
That's just for when you want the look like you're doing your hair.
That gold bottle. Speaking of the look, Tamisha Iman is in the look. This is basically a pink version of her red suit that she wore, kind of, with a little different detail on it. Same
yes.
hair, too, I feel like.
Yes, it is.
She threw in a flower, which all the greats know to do.
Right. She's giving us an iconic silhouette that is mm-hmm. the Tamisha Iman moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the color. The divas, why don't we get into these films right after this short break? It is a well-known fact that as season 13 is going on, concurrently Drag Race UK is also happening. And mm-hmm. we have a couple of sisters who do a very exciting podcast all about Drag Race UK.
The girls are potting.
God.
Drag Race UK is great, and I'm listening to it on the chop. Latrice and Manila chopping it up about it. My favorite mm-hmm. thing this week was RuPaul saying film, like that one really pale influencer from the UK. What's his name? John McClane. He calls himself Lord John McClane. She does beauty makeup. She's been on the Beatdown a couple times, but RuPaul said film.
Work.
Trolling the UK dolls.
Work.
What was your favorite part of Drag Race UK this week?
My favorite part was the fucking musical. Girl, you couldn't do a sung through musical like that not in the UK. I feel like if you tried to do that with an American cast, it wouldn't even happen. That's
Honey,
what I think.
And Joe Black missed it.
She would have played live instruments. Honey. It's really good. So we want to give you a little UK minute with our sisters, Latrice and Manila. Give this a listen.
My name is Latrice Royale.
And I'm Manila Luzon.
And this is your UK minute.
On episode 2, all the queens performing in a live singing musical about rats. Do you live for rats, Latrice?
I do not live for rats. Gross.
Gross. I was grossed out the whole time just thinking about rats running around. Not the same.
Me too. Nah. Mm-mm. But do you have a big vocal range? These queens sure do.
No, unless I turn my auto-tune on.
Oh, then you can play, girl.
These queens can sing though, so you know.
Yeah.
At least someone can sing in a musical. A runway category called Surprise, Surprise. Were you surprised?
Sometimes.
Pickle surprise? Some of the reveals were like, could you reveal this a little faster, please?
I mean, the struggle was real. And a lip sync that gets the chop from
us, yeah. From
yeah,
this chop, girl, people standing around, lip syncing with zero expression on their faces. Memories! Can you remember what it looks like to watch a drag show?
Look, for more recaps of season 2 RuPaul's Drag Race UK,
check out The Chop every Tuesday here on the Mom Network.
So we get these three movies. I know I said it before, but I really love this. I thought it was very cleverly done. And ripping off and making fun of Hallmark movies is like one of the best things ever. I loved it.
It's what drag queens do. We parody it and make it better. Right. Misery Loves Company, God Hates Flags, April Fool's Rush In. They all featured the talents of Jeffrey Boyer Chapman. Booked and blessed. She plays multiple versions of multiple princes and shines in all of them. The safe queens from these skits and scats are, well, which was your favorite first? Which do you think, if there was a team that won, who would you have say won?
I loved Candy Muse. I just thought she was really, really funny. I loved Simone, like really, really great. But yeah, I mean, they were my standouts.
Yeah, I definitely agree that Simone's team kind of killed it. Really talented. Rosé was really funny.
Yeah. I thought Tina Burner was really good, too.
Was great.
She really embodied that fucking Joan Crawford that they were wanting.
It was exactly what it was supposed to be.
Exactly. She did what had to be done. So, the save queens include Elliot, Olivia, Utica, Joey J, Got Mick, Tina Burner, Tamisha Iman. And RuPaul says, great work this week. There was some great stuff.
Mm-hmm. The judges had some things to say about Denali. They told her that they loved her runway look, but her acting was a struggle, and she missed all the big references in the dialogue.
Right, which is unfortunate because she looks so amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Kimora, again, they love the runway look, but it really was like pulling blood from a stone trying to get her to deliver this one line. I mean, she only had a couple of lines, and they really had trouble getting it out of her.
Simone, yeah. They're high praise. They're obsessed with her do-rag look as the train, and they loved her acting performance. They say she really shined in the film.
Absolute. Lala Ree, they love the runway, but she was sort of timid during the scene and clearly out of her comfort zone.
Yeah. Michelle says the look is good, but she wants more from Rosé with the blue suit and the ruffle. She just sees the suit with an attachment. But everyone agrees on the panel that Rosé brought the acting chops.
Right. The chops. Oh, I am looking fabulous tonight. Okay. Candy Muse, Michelle thought the look was plain, and she doesn't want to see corset or undergarments peeping out, but they love the performance, and it was laugh out loud funny. And Candy said it. Candy was like, I have everyone in this room laughing. That means the camera people are cracking up. Right. And that's when you know you're on the right track, when literally you're making the camera people break.
Yeah. RuPaul delivers the funny this week, too. She switched it up, and she says, silence. I've made my decision. And then she does, like, this, like, summoning, like...
Is it Bride of Frankenstein?
No.
Is that the reference? Or Dipper's going to show us? I mean, I remember...
Oh.
What are we looking at?
I've made my decision.
That's funny.
Not wrong. We'll put what we just witnessed on Race Chaser's Instagram at Race Chaser Pod if you'd like to go see it and relive my hurt.
And I hurt myself when I fell on my gray backdrop.
The winner of this week's runway is LA taking the crown, Miss Simone. And I think she's up to 10 grand now, because I feel like she got a cash prize the first time, too. So she already got the Miss Congeniality bump check.
She's raking it in and racking it up, darling. A well-deserved win for Simone. And Lala Ree's runway look saved her from falling into the bottom. So the bottom two are Kimora and Denali.
Yeah. And this song, honey. I don't know how many times I have heard this in a drag bar, and it never gets old as long as the girl knows it, because it's just ponytail and talking to people and telling everybody in the club, you'll never have a friend. Like, all, honey, like, you just talk to people. This song is a talking song. You need to know every single word, every single beat. It's like it's got those cowbell things to do in the song. You need to know what those are. And honey, Denali knows all of them.
It's such a great song. It's such a classic drag song. And Denali really, I mean, she talks about it in Untucked. She's like, I'm pulling out all the stops. I'm doing every fucking trick and twist and thing that I know. And she does. And it's a really, really fun performance. Even, and, you know, Kimora was in a stiff gown. So she didn't really, I mean, it was. Yeah, it was one of those wins that was just very clear. Even Kimora turned to the side and was applauding Denali at the end of the lip sync. She knew what was up.
Yeah, but, you know, Chicago drag excellence is emerging now because of this. Denali produced a video celebrating all of her Chicago sisters to lip sync the song from this week. Denali's in it. Kimora's in it. They're wearing their runway looks, and it features Dita Ritz, The Vixen, Lucy Stuhl, the kids of the Maison du Coulet, Miss Toto, Tenderoni, and the new Chicago girl. She's not a WeHo girl anymore, a Detox.
Right. Yes.
Wearing my belt. She tagged me. I was like, why am I tagged in this? And girl, she loves that turquoise belt. I said, you can have my belt, my good belt.
It's really fun. Check it out. I think it's on Denali's Instagram. But it's really, really fun. I loved seeing everyone just and it is such a song of pure joy. And like in this time, it's just always great to see fucking drag queens doing what drag queens do, and it's really enjoyable to watch. Kimora posted an edit on her Instagram of the iconic America's Next Top Model moment when Tyra yelled at Tiffany, that was the joke, I was rooting for you. So Kimora made a funny edit of that moment with the cast of season 13 and Rue edited into the audio. Wait, I didn't see that one.
You did it?
I didn't see that one.
Hold on one second.
All this shit will be on Race Chaser Pod, too, on the Instagram, so go look at it.
That's so good! She gets it. She's in on the joke. She gets it. She's a class act.
So perfect. Shout out to our sister, Kimora. Welcome to the family.
Absolutely.
Did you watch Untucked this week? Because I sure did.
I sure did.
Tamisha, I understand what she was doing with the whole, like, where she talks about taking it all in and, like, trying to, like, before she goes after anybody else. Because she's, like, kind of new to this. And she's seeing what she looks like on the screen. And, like, she's realizing that that was her and her nervousness. And, like, I love that she's using her ears and all her other senses before she goes. She uses her mouth. She's smart.
That's tea. More people in this world should do that, I think. Kimora is also just really feeling really hard on herself. Candy takes the opportunity to say, well, baby, Elliot, you shouldn't have been safe.
Oh,
we're off the runway. We're in the Untucked lounge, and it's all said and done, but I don't think you should be here.
Yeah, she said that very, very plainly and enjoyably for the audience. The thing that Candy also says, though, that kind of saves it and makes her just as lovable again is, you're a star. She says this to whatever girl goes home first, so she's basically talking to Elliot. She says, you're a star, not brighter than mine, but you're a star for even being here. And I love it. It's like saying, like, she's going to learn Spanish before she sends all the other girls home. You know, it's just cunty and funny and, like, you know, that girl.
So funny. Yeah. So funny. Denali and Kimora have a heart-to-heart. They're both Chicago divas. They're both really proud of each other. They're going to go out and do this for Chicago. Also, there's this interaction between Denali and Rosé. And Rosé's like, yeah, you're definitely going to have to lip sync, but do a great job. Why did Rosé... Does Rosé just have resting bitch face? Because the whole episode, I feel like Rosé was like, she just, like, she had a more important appointment and was just, like, she couldn't... She was, like, so annoyed she had to, like, rehearse. And, like, she's so annoyed she had to stand there and get critiques. Does she just have one of those faces? Well, I know Rosé, and I know her to be, like, really funny and, like...
I feel like 2 weeks in a row, she was second alternate. And, like, she almost got it 2 weeks in a row now. So now she's just like, yeah, you're lip syncing. She's done putting any artifices on for any of the girls. She's like, you know what? I didn't win. You're lip syncing tonight, though.
You guys, I have an appointment. Could we move this? Could we move this along, please?
Jan said she would come back real quick. Can we just, just for the day, like when Alyssa went to do Miley? Come on. Send Jan.
The best part of this Untucked, though, is that when the girls go outside and they have to put on face shields outside, are we in bizarro world? What is going on? Look, Simone is holding her face shield in front of her.
She said, not on my nose contour, bitch.
Like a purse. Candy has those, like, inspector goggles face shield on. And they're all just carrying on a conversation outside.
I bet they said we need to go smoke.
And no one was smoking.
Nobody was smoking, though, yeah.
I was like, will someone light up a fucking menthol, please?
Please.
Y'all are outdoors. That is what this is for.
Help me hurt myself. Give me a light. I would like to thank...
weird.
I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on Race Chaser this week. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
We'd love for you to write a review of our podcast on our podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe. If you take a moment, you may also leave us a rating, but be kind.
Be kind. Please rewind. You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. Follow Race Chaser at Race Chaser Pod. Follow Mom Podcast at Mom Podcasts.
Okay. There's also bonus content at patreon.com/Willem. And this week, we are diving back into some of our sister's new OnlyFans accounts. Mm-hmm. And it's pay to play, just like them. So just choose a video you like and leave the coins on the dress and hit the dow. You can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag RaceChaser.
And email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
/chaser80. Never mind. Wear a mask, wash your hands, socially distance yourself, and respect each other out in this world.
Especially when you're in the outside of the loading dock in the smoking area, not smoking. Always hold your face shield in front of you.
Did you like when Candy walked in as Whoopee Cushion? They just put fart noises with every step she took.
I want those shoes that make fart noises. I want them.
Courtney has They're those so shoes. Good. Pull my finger.
Bye.
Bye.
Pull my finger.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.